You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay. Hold up, wait a minute. Hey. Welcome back here on ESPN's 97.5. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Kevin Spacey doing stuff.
Look at that. Philadelphia
burned
stuff.
That was our break.
Philadelphia burned stuff.
No, congratulations, Philadelphia. Why do you have to? They have to always outdo themselves, don't they? I mean.
Nah, this is just cliched now. It really is. Villanova. It's not the Broad Street Bullies.
No.
It's not the, you know. And you know, Villanova fan is just like, we've got to show them too. We've got to live up to the Eagles. Let's see what we can burn. You don't have to burn. Why is burning their thing? I don't understand why burning. Why is burning? It's a Michigan thing and a Philadelphia thing. Is that? I mean, Michigan State are professional.
Michigan State, yeah.
They burn stuff.
They burn couches, right?
Yeah. Well, they. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody in the Northeast typically, but it's more not New York. I don't think I never heard of Syracuse burning a bunch of stuff. Villanova's on the list of burning their own furniture.
No, burning stuff, but destroying, in pretty much in the North, you have to destroy something if you win.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Chicago, when the Bulls during the Bulls reign. I remember Scottie Pippen coming on and going, hey, listen, after we win this thing, can we please not hurt each other and destroy stuff? Can we please not do that?
We got three championships in Houston. I don't remember anyone setting fire to stuff.
No. Ever. No, because we're civilized. Yeah. We're civilized people. I like it here.
You know what I like is that you always have a backup leaf blower too, in case you can't get the drape off of your brand new World Series flag.
You know what?
You just go.
Yeah,
that didn't work either.
How'd everybody else do with unveiling their World Series championship?
Probably better
banner. How'd they do
this year?
No, this year
not as good.
I would imagine if we had a contest to unveil banner up. World Series pennant, like we just gave everyone the opportunity. Hey, we know you didn't win, but we just want to see how quickly you could do it. Do you think the Astros version would have finished last?
Yes, 100%.
That black veil is still hanging from it.
They had a guy crawl up there with like unlatched anything. Hey, could you crawl up? I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not doing that. That's not part of my job description.
Next time, just put a giant board over it or something.
Yeah.
Will Deshaun make his free throw tonight?
No.
Dumb?
Although, actually, the athletes have done well so far.
Deshaun won't make it, is what you said.
Is he going out there with the brace on or something?
Shut your filthy whore mouth about Deshaun.
Is he going to have a brace on, or is he going to go out there without a brace?
He's going out without a brace. He's running. Thank you.
Are we sure?
I saw him and JJ.
He's played any basketball.
Are we sure we want to have that happen?
Deshaun, you want to know whether or not Deshaun played
maybe
any basketball?
Maybe he's just devoted to football. Football and video games. And Mia Khalifa.
Mm. No, she's out.
You know that to be the case?
Says yes. You.
How do you know that?
I don't want...
Why would he ever make an appearance with her?
Why?
You know, his girlfriend. So when I was writing Deshaun up, I look at all these players' Instagram pages. I want to know everything about them. And his was the girlfriend for years. And here's pictures with the dad and the family. And
the one who he had got kicked out of an Alabama bar with or restaurant with? That one?
Probably. because this one had been with him for a while. I was thinking, oh, he's gonna wife her up. And then played basketball as a junior in high school.
Thank you. Like, he didn't play basketball. And at his, like, the greatest athlete of all time didn't play basketball.
So is the girlfriend completely removed from the Instagram?
Yeah, if you're getting pictures. Oh, now that I don't know. I'll have to go check.
Well, he was playing. He was playing Nerf basketball with Mia Khalifa.
I just think at some point, Deshaun probably said, "Look, this has been great, and I thought I just probably shouldn't settle down."
And he decided to not settle down with Mia Khalifa.
No, he's not going to settle down with her.
I said not settle down. Wait a minute. No, not with me. No, I wouldn't actually.
Everybody has decided to not settle down with Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, but if you're a star NFL player, you could pick some random Instagram model that has less tread, that has more tread on the tire.
Hey, coming up at 8:17, Eric Sandler's going to join us. We got a chance. You know, we're David Gao owns us, and he owns Culture Map.
Well, he doesn't own.
Well, Gao Communications.
He owns us.
He doesn't own.
No,
us.
Yes, he owns all of us. Well, Bell,
he
including
owns the
you.
Properties.
Yes,
the properties. And
he doesn't own me, John.
Yeah.
So the Culture Map.
One person he doesn't own. It's me.
He owns all of us.
He doesn't own me.
Well, the Tastemaker Awards are coming up tomorrow.
What?
And the Culture Map's huge awards. Like, everyone tries to get to these things. We actually have some tickets that are left that they are selling. They've hung on to just a few. And these are the biggest. It's the restaurant awards in Houston. It is, man, it is a blast. I went to the Tastemaker Awards. God, man, it was last time I've gone was, I guess it was like 7 years ago, and I had a blast. It's really a lot of fun. Great food and drinks. You get a rub elbows with a lot of the big-time restaurant people here in Houston. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every single year. So Eric Sandler, who is the food writer for Culture Map, a huge listener of the show, he was talking about Sister Jean, that he couldn't believe she tied up the first half over and the second half over in the Villanova game.
Nobody can believe that.
She tied up both of those. He will join us in the next break, so we will do that. And I'm going to continue to scour Deshaun's Instagram to make sure that we keep the Insta clean, that we don't have any trashy women trying to take our quarterback down.
I mean, if Deshaun's going to just decide, hey, I want to hang out with the porn star.
No, he's
already decided at least once.
First of all, she's not a porn star.
She's an ex-porn star. Yeah, I don't know if she does now.
She's in sports, actually.
Okay. But yeah. He could have chosen someone better.
Why? What's better than Mia Khalifa?
Plenty.
Oh, no.
Even in that field, plenty.
This is heartbreaking.
Let's make a list.
Well, okay, are we really making...
Oh, Deshaun scrubbed... Oh,
he just scrubbed the girlfriend off.
Aren't they all tied,
Del? He scrubbed the girlfriend off the page.
There are some that are worse than others, John.
There is
I think
no
they're
more,
all pretty much tied, Del.
No.
There is no more Deshaun... As a matter of fact...
Even in the looks department, he could have been like, hey, okay. In fact, she's like, whoa.
Deshaun Watson's... Insta doesn't really have any girls on it.
Well, when you're having relations or at least meeting up with porn stars, you don't want that on your Instagram. That's a bad look for an NFL quarterback, particularly here.
Says you.
Yeah, Bob McNair.
No, Bob McNair loves that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
If he knew about it.
I'm sure Bob McNair would go, Mia what? I don't know what that means.
He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know and he doesn't care. All he wants is his knee to be better. He doesn't care about the rest of them and what's being done to
it. Well,
whatever.
Certainly, he's going
whatever to... Whatever parts of Deshaun. The only thing he's worried about is that knee.
Hey, Deshaun, you know what would make your knee feel pretty good? Not kneeling.
Get to a commercial.
Deshaun kneeling, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Bob Bonaire would just say, hey, Deshaun, I'm not a doctor, but you know what would make your knee feel pretty good?
Stand off of the knee.
Yeah, don't worry. He doesn't have to worry about Deshaun kneeling. Okay, that's not happening.
Well, I'm glad you're speaking. You're the spokesperson for Deshaun Watson.
No, Deshaun's great American. He's not doing all that.
But you can't be a great American and kneel.
No, that's all I'm saying. No, not, and a Texan, you can't.
Well,
oh no, you can't.
You'd be an inmate then. So,
right.
The warden ain't having that.
Let's talk about our peeps. Over at the Indoor Comfort Specialist, Lance. How much do we love Jerry and Frank?
Love them.
Do they work on your air conditioners? Yeah.
Yeah. Even when I wasn't speaking for them, I've rolled with them since
back in the day.
Yeah. Since 2000.
Yeah.
It's been 18 years they've been my air conditioning company. I used one other company one other time and wasn't happy with it. They're the ones who installed my air conditioner right now. I had it installed. It's been going 12 years. the one that they installed with the dehumidifier and all that, I had to have dehumidifier fixed. Like, there's been two things that I've had to have just normal maintenance stuff taken care of. They get out there, they do it quickly. And that's the thing. You want somebody you can rely on that does good work.
Well, and that's what you want to find out, too, right now. While it's still nice out, before it gets smoking hot, and you can't even breathe when your air conditioner goes out, now's the time to get that maintenance check. And it's a 22-point check for just $49. They'll come to your home for just $49. Nobody is doing that. Just the gas to get to your house is probably more than $49. So if you're looking for somebody to check out your air conditioner now, and if you need to buy an air conditioner, now is the time to do it, because they're at a discount and that's not going to be the case this summer. So call 713-666-1101, 713-666-1101, or go to 975ac.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, Eric Sandler, Culture Map joining us now. Tastemakers is tomorrow. Is this like the Academy Awards of Houston food?
Yeah, I mean, that's how we like to think of it.
And then I'd like to thank my souffle for being wonderful this year.
There's no speeches from the winners or anything.
There's
like
no speeches?
I mean, there's, you know, like a short thanks, but not really like an extended thing.
So the whole thing is just going to be eating food?
Yeah, I mean, that's the focus. We have over 20 Houston restaurants that are going to be serving food to attendees there. We're going to have our bartender nominees are making drinks. We have beer and wine sponsors. So, yeah, the focus is on having a good time.
John, you're invited and Lent's over.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you not go have the food and the drink there?
Food and drink there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that is going to be wonderfulness.
It's a big deal.
And, that's really cool. So this is, and you know, our Super Bowl party was, you go to different places at in different stands, and you just eat, and it was awesome. Is it going to be set up like that?
Yeah, it's going to be set up. It's the same venue, Silver Street Studios, that we had the Super Bowl party, and it's the same setup, except instead of all barbecue, there's going to be some barbecue and a lot of other stuff, too.
Yeah. So who's represented there? Who's going to be there?
So the Pit Room, Beavers on Westheimer is going to be there.
By the way, the Pit Room is around the corner from me, and really good.
It's really good.
It really is.
Really good.
Really good.
Abuzi, Yawacha, I think Emmeline just signed on. So there's going to be poke there. We have all kinds of stuff coming.
So, and they have to give away all their food, which is nice.
Well, it's all included in the price of the ticket, which is $55.
Yeah, no, but I mean the restaurants, they give it away,
yeah,
which is awesome.
Giving it away.
Yeah, and so they better bring plenty.
They will.
We'll have 500 or 600 people there?
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
And so we've been selling tickets, a bunch of them. Do we have any to give away today?
I don't know if we have any to give away. I know we have. We can tell people where they can. I'll find out if we're going to give some away. If we do, it will be in the next segment.
Hey, Mr. Gao, you know, give away a ticket or two, okay?
How can people?
Stop already.
I'll go talk to the people and see if we can give a couple away.
How about stop being chintzy? Give away a couple of tickets.
Yeah. And,
well, I need four. By the way,
you got a guest list. You do get a plus one, though.
I do get a plus one.
I need one.
I need one more.
You don't plus get one. Chad can't come.
No, it's not related. Chad. To you. He's at the Masters, by the way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Will there be pimento sandwiches at this thing?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
There'll be a lot of other good stuff.
One time at one of the better restaurants in Houston, Pass and Provisions, with our friends Seth and Terrence, they had a crawfish. It was like a fondue with crawfish and pimento cheese.
It was
unbelievable. Little garlic bread toast points for you.
Nice. So who voted on best restaurants and the winners this year?
So that really is the thing that makes the Tastemaker Award so special, is it's the winners from last year and some other people from the restaurant industry. So they really are – it's people voting for their peers, who they think is doing the best job in all these different categories.
Like the All-Pro Awards in the NFL.
Oh, so it's just – it's not like
– it's real restaurant people. It's people who know food are voting. And they go taste other people's – like
right.
It is something where they go experience it. Yeah.
It's like the Academy.
Yeah. They go experience it. Yeah. So – and the restaurant scene – and you know the thing, Eric, about it – so I went when it was held at Brian's place at Reef years ago. Well, you fast forward now however many years it's been since then, and the scene itself is not only getting bigger and bigger in Houston with food, but nationally recognized with David Chang once again did something in Houston. He did it with Mind of a Chef. He did it in Ugly Delicious. Food writers from New York have all come down. Everyone says... In Houston, where was it where they were named the number one most diverse food city in the country? It was
Yeah, I mean, I know David Chang has been touting that. I know Bill Addison from Eater.com has been touting us. So, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, we are it really is the best time in the history of Houston to be eating in restaurants.
There's Mr. Gow right there. Stop being chintzy. Give away a ticket or two to the Tastemakers. All right?
He said done.
Okay,
done.
Listeners, what are we going to do?
All right.
It's got to be somebody who knows restaurants. So what you if
wow, what about someone who just knows that likes to eat food?
No, somebody who will appreciate this, not just one of your sloppy friends who says, "Where's the Coors Light?" We're not doing "Where's the Coors Light" at the Tastemaker Awards.
Oh, we're not? Oh, we're not doing "Where's the Coors Light?" This is the best beer. If it's not there, then I'm not
Mr.
going.
Mr. Gow says he agrees with Lance.
No.
I mean, class it up a little bit.
All right.
We've got mixologists.
Donnie Faust doesn't agree with either of you two, okay?
Well, there's a place for it. Not at the Tastemakers where all your friends are like, "Is there a Coors Light station?"
Yeah.
You don't get a Coors Light
if there's
station.
Not, then why would anyone go to this thing? Okay, now
maybe
no one's showing
go.
Up. Okay, maybe I don't go now, okay?
No one's going to miss you.
All right. So,
no one's gonna miss.
All right, John's not here. Oh crap!
Damn it! I'm not going now. That's what they said.
Think of a question. Like, what's a little trivia question you could ask?
Oh,
something James Beard Award. Oh, last
Who was the Tastemaker of the Year last year?
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, who won Chef of the Year last year?
Chef of the Year. Who was Chef of the Year? 713-780-3776. Who was Chef of the Year? Okay, and it wasn't your fry cook at McDonald's. Okay, stop already.
That's he makes a good fry, though.
They do make a good fry, but how do you get fresh fries at McDonald's?
You tell them you don't want salt.
No salt. No salt. That's a Ken Hoffman.
The other culture member.
So how do so people who want to?
That's not you.
The other food writer. The one who
good one, Eric.
The one who picks up his food and eats in his car.
The one who picks up his food in bags.
Bags with no handles.
With styrofoam.
So, quickly, give a recommendation. Give a recommendation of two or three restaurants that you like.
Yes.
That don't have to be, they can be high end or somewhere in the middle or somewhere that's really off the grid that you think is really good.
Well, so, I mean, if we're looking at some of the new stuff, I mean, still Dory Metropolitan, the new steakhouse on Shepherd Drive where Trinity used to be. Israeli influence, so really great vegetable starters and sides, but still with that dry-aged beef. That's a nice splurge for people. Fig and Olive from New York just opened in the Galleria. It's a place that Mediterranean, upscale a little bit.
It's in the Galleria?
Yeah, it's right in the Galleria.
Next to Pelle Pelle?
So, no, this is the new wing that used to be Saks, where Nobu is coming later this year and a new tequila and taco place is coming, but so Fig and Olive is the first one, very popular restaurant from New York, and then I don't know. You know, I like since we moved to the Gao Media office in December, I have been loving Roostar Vietnamese Grill, just real casual, simple banh mi, noodle bowl, stuff like that. It's not very expensive. It's right around the corner from here. It's in my lunch rotation.
Yeah, that's who it is, Del. So we'll see if we have a winner for Chef of the Year. And the winner of the contest is going to go get tickets to two. If you want to buy tickets to the Tastemaker Awards.
Yeah, culturemap.com/tastemakers. There's a big link in the top right-hand corner that says get tickets. You can get them on Eventbrite. $55 today, $65 at the door if they don't sell out.
$55 and you're going
to
eat.
I swear to God, I thought it was going to be $120.
No, $55.
You get to eat and drink all night, right?
Thanks to Woodford Reserve for sponsoring and keeping the ticket prices affordable.
That's nice. That's really nice.
A little bourbon. A little fine, a little nice bourbon. Yeah, a little bourbon.
Yeah,
well.
And the Bartender of the Year nominees are making drinks with that.
So
bourbon.
You can get stinky drunk at this thing.
I mean, okay? It's not, you can get lightly buzzed, at least. Maybe.
Again, everything that says you guys don't want me there. Okay.
Well, yeah, we don't. Me, well, the culture map side, and that's me. I've got an office on that side. We don't want you there, John.
What?
Our people don't want your people there.
Okay. No Coors Light, and you can't get stinky drunk. What the bleep? Why would anyone go to this thing?
It's not something who won, we shoot Del? For on our side.
We got the winner.
Who was the Chef of the Year, Eric?
So the Chef of the Year was Ryan Pera from Cultivare.
Cultivare.
Which, by the way, go ahead and go to Cultivare. See if you can go at 7 o'clock. Like on a Saturday, no like one I try can. To do.
It's, no hook.
No one.
No, you can go. Absolutely.
Yeah, now, you can go. You're going to wait 2 hours.
You're going to be on a wait. And me and my wife went, and we got in a fight on the way there. And we got there, and we were like, wait is going to be, it's not that bad today. It should be about an hour and a half. I'm like, okay. You want to have a cocktail outside? I'm like, and I couldn't because I was taking medicine for my foot. So I'm like, okay. So I got to sit outside, and I was thinking, we're not going to talk for at least 40 minutes. I'm going to be standing the whole time with a boot on. I didn't bring my boot, so I was in pain. And I'm like, I wonder if this was a good idea for me to not look into, what did I think? I was just going to stroll into, hey, Cultivare, hey, where's my table? This isn't Goodfellas where they bring a table out to me in the front. So I'm sitting there thinking, fight with the wife, can't drink, standing up for an hour and a half. Don't like this idea. So we went over to
Starfish, where they know you and got you right in.
No, not Starfish. The other with the Charles owns.
Oh, you Presidio.
Went to Presidio. Yeah. Had a good meal at Presidio.
Yeah.
Always. But really looking forward to Cultivare.
Starfish is good. I've eaten there. It's really good.
Starfish is
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, really. And the pizza place right there.
Yeah, Pie Pizza.
Yeah. Pie. Yeah, really good.
The guy
who won, Dell? Do we have a winner?
Yeah, we have a winner.
That thing filled up. Everybody. A lot of people know who was the tastemaker champ of the year.
Give us your we stopped you with the restaurants. What would be the give me one that's off the grid that people need to see. One of the best ethnic restaurants.
He said.
Oh, well, Himalaya's going to be there. So, yeah. The restaurant that was featured Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown.
You go to Yelp and go read some reviews. Food is amazing, which it is. It's incredible. Chef Kaiser, you know the soup Nazi character from Chef Kaiser is not afraid to get at you, dog. If you sit there a little too long,
if you go and you like the food and you're nice, you're gonna have a great experience at Himalaya. You try to argue with, like, what he gets mad about is when people go in and try to argue prices with him, and it's typically,
wait a minute. How can you argue prices at a restaurant?
Oh, I can't believe you want this a bargain? Biryani. You want $10 for your biryani? It's $8 down Hillcroft. He'll be like, well, then go down Hillcroft and go to the other place.
Who says that?
No, he can get a little.
I didn't know you could barter for prices at restaurants.
He can get a little sassy, but the food is worth it. But I had him on Southbound Food years ago, so every time I go, I'm like, hey, Chef Kaiser, remember me when we had you on Southbound Food?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, yes. Hello, my friend. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. The food is awesome. And just the experience of going in there and being a little nervous, like when you walk in, like, oh, I don't want to mess this up. It's kind of exciting, like, ooh, I hope I don't get in trouble.
He's always happy to see me.
Well, yeah.
Well, you write nice things about him.
That's true. Well, he makes delicious food.
He does.
Well, if you make delicious food,
Rocket Naan.
Eric will write nice things about
That's
you.
That's how it works.
Spicy naan bread called Rocket Naan. It'll get there.
And you could make crappy food, and Ken will write nice things about you.
That is Ken's role in the world. Ken likes to tell me everything under $10 is his, but what he really means is anything under $10 and from a drive-thru is his.
That's his.
Because he's not going out for, you know, banh mi and pho and all that
kind of stuff. Do you ever write nice things about a place that has a drive-thru window?
You're not writing about those places.
No, I just, they don't really hit the radar.
I
leave that to Ken. Ken's great at that.
Hey, Ken, look, it has a window where you can pass food out of it. Look, you should write about that.
You know what I'm using a lot more? I'm getting restaurants, a lot more good restaurants are doing the Amazon and Uber Eats. I find myself doing that a lot. I never thought I'd be that guy that would, but I order from Liberty Taco. I get it right here. They're right down the street. Whenever I'm working on my draft stuff, I'll get them to order. I'll order stuff and get it delivered here.
That's another Lee Ellis, right?
No.
No.
Lee, no, that's Liberty. Its own thing.
Oh, that is. Okay. 831. Tastemaker. So we gave away. I'm glad Mr. Guy wasn't chintzy for a change. Thanks. Thanks for the tickets there, pal. And it's tomorrow night. You can buy them at the door, but you're going to pay more. Why not buy them beforehand?
Yeah, buy them today. $55. Culturemap.com/tastemakers.
Will there be a nacho cheese fountain? I don't know that. No. Will there be a nacho?
Not this year. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year, Chris. Nacho cheese fountain will come your way. Eric, we appreciate it. Culturemap.com/tastemakers. And you can buy your tickets at culturemap.com. All right, Eric Sandler, we appreciate it. Still ahead, how about the Texans cheerleaders will be here in an hour? And Lou Severese is coming by today.
Okay.
All right, how about that? Well, you won't be here for either of them. How about that?
Yeah, 9:30 Texans cheerleaders. That won't get creepy at all. And then we're going to have people from Savory's Promotions as well.
It always, always,
I
got to
go take Mock Draft Live. You can watch that on NFL Network tonight at 7 o'clock. We look at Charlie Cashley's Mock Draft, okay?
When we come back, I want to talk about Josh Rosen.
Okay. Let's do that. We'll do that. I want to tell you about Gulf Coast Buick GMC. I once saw Craig DeSurf save a guy's life. He was, in a way, he dragged him out of a car into safety and changed his life. Now, this guy was in a crappy 2011 that was barely running, and he got him into a GMC Sierra pickup truck. So in a way, he did save his life, and he did drag him out of a car, theoretically. But what he did do and what he can do for you is change your life. A new vehicle is something that's a big deal. It's our home away from home in Houston. We spend enough time in traffic that we want to be comfortable, but we want to have sound systems we like. We want to have the interior features we want. We want to look good on the outside and feel great on the inside. That is pretty much coming standard now with a lot of vehicles they carry on the Buick, GMC, and Chevy side. I've got a Chevy Traverse, which is the finest crossover vehicle you can find. I didn't know how I would like going from the SUV, the Yukon extended body, down to the Traverse from a size standpoint, but I still have the same interior space, and it handles better, and I'm getting better gas mileage as well. Why don't you look into finding out the vehicle that's right for you, whether it's a Chevy pickup truck like the Silverado or the GMC Sierra Crew Cab, or maybe you're looking for thousands off MSRP on one of the Buick vehicles like the Encore. They've got the Yukon extended bodies, the Camaros, the Corvettes, if you're old school. They've got something for everyone at my friend, Craig DeSurf, Spot in Angleton, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Before you start fussing and saying, Angleton, that's 40, 45 minutes away. Yeah, it's also thousands in savings. Wouldn't that be something that you would drive for? I would, I did, and I recommend you to. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Take a look at the website, LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No. Please ask this food critic if he's had the nacho fries from Taco Bell. We're not doing that, Steve.
Are there nacho fries at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
Commercials?
No.
Yeah, it's these. Yeah, it's nacho fries. Yes. Are we allowed to yell dilly dilly at Tastemakers event?
Yes.
No. As a matter of fact, dilly dilly's over.
And by the way,
isn't it? I mean, isn't dilly dilly over?
That's a Bud Light thing. No one drinks that.
Isn't dilly dilly over?
I mean, I don't think it ever really started for me.
It started in America, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a thing with Jackie and Chance.
Okay, but from a cultural standpoint.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes. We're on the downside for sure. How far down are we on dilly dilly?
Just right about where
Chance still does. Chance still does was that.
Yeah. And so does Raheel.
That was like 18 years ago.
Yes. And Raheel still likes to do that.
I'm surprised we haven't seen some slideshow from Bleacher Report. Where are they now? The what's up, guys?
And where's the beef?
Yeah. Oh, she's.
Sister Jean?
No, it's not Sister Jean. She didn't say where's the beef.
So when do you think the where's the beef lady died?
Where?
When?
When?
I'm going to set an over under and you bet it. I'm going to say 93.
I'm going to go under. She died in 88, I'll bet.
Clara Peller, 87.
87. Look at that. I can predict when people died years ago, back in the 80s. Let's talk about Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen is having a bit of a run-in with his coach, and probably a bad move by Jim Mora to...
Jim Mora said what he always wanted to say, but, you know, in years past, John, if he had said this, let's say we were doing a show in 2003. If he had said this, it would have been a story. They would have written about it in Sports Illustrated. It would have been a longer story.
Yeah.
We would have talked about it on the air after the article came out.
Well, so here's what he said. Just for if you're like, well, I don't know what he says. He did pick Sam Darnold as the number one quarterback in this draft. And he said this. I think Josh needs to be challenged intellectually so he doesn't get bored. He's a millennial. He wants to know why. Millennials, once they know why, they're good. Josh has a lot of interest in his life. If you can hold his concentration level and focus only on football for a few years, he will set the world on fire. He has so much ability, and he's a really good kid. Now, Jed Fish did come out and say, and he backed him and all of these things. But Josh had to come out with a couple of tweets that questioned Jim Mora. I'm sure, and I heard this morning on Wingo and Golic, I'm sure he could have questioned Jim Mora's coaching ability because, well, even with Josh Rosen, UCLA wasn't a very good football team. They just weren't. And this, and for a guy who gets more, I don't know, Jim Mora gets more play as a head coach and into the NFL, and people talk about him going place and doing for a guy who really hasn't done much as a head coach. Jim Mora gets more play than anybody, I think.
Yeah, he does. He does. Here's the thing: I told you guys when I first came, we first started talking about it. You're going to hear negative, like people in the building don't. They didn't care for Josh Rosen. You know, I don't know. The person I talked to was not Jim Mora, but I talked directly to a person who said, not a team leader, guys don't gravitate to Josh Rosen, hard to coach, questions everything, is talented, very talented, but they question whether or not how he would do in an NFL locker room where a lot more is expected of you. Like, you've got to, like, he didn't have that alpha personality or that leader personality. Not alpha from the standpoint of he guys didn't gravitate towards him, and he was difficult. You had to explain everything. Like, there was no trust of the coaching. And you know what I can't stand? I can't stand when people constantly who are apologetic for somebody, instead of just saying, yeah, you need to be more coachable, they're always, well, I don't blame them. You do need to. Why should somebody just trust the coach? Like, don't always apologize for everybody that you think is a good player. It is important to take coaching. You don't know everything when you're 19, 20, 21, or even 27 years old. The coaches, some coaches are good, some are not going to be as good. But you're talking about standard quarterback play. These guys who are teaching you an offense, it's okay for Josh Rosen to buy into coaching. Now, if you have a question about, well, what am I looking at here and why are we doing it? It's okay. You don't have to do it for everything. And apparently, he was kind of difficult for more than one offensive coach to deal with.
Now, Jed Fish takes the other approach to him, though.
Yeah.
He said he was awesome to work with.
Well,
so
an article came out this summer because I did a summer series where I look at these prospects and I read articles and I talk to Bruce Feldman about him, who knows everything about all these prospects. Bruce is incredible.
Yeah.
And so anyway,
he wrote the book on quarterbacks.
Yeah, he really did. And he's the one that told me, I said, where did Josh Rosen come from? Was he like a big 7-on-7 guy? He goes, actually, no, he didn't do it at all. He was an elite youth tennis player. And he sent me an article he wrote, which made sense because his footwork is great and all that stuff. Well, I started reading, you know, he was hard to coach and all that stuff. I talked to people on the program and other scouts who told me the same thing. So then I read an article and Josh Rosen said, you know, I've grown up, I've matured, and I wondered if he was going to be this new Josh Rosen or not. And I've heard mixed reviews that one guy said he's just going to tell you that he's always going to be the same guy he is, but he knows that he's probably coming out this year and he's going to tell you what he has to tell you. Whether or not Jed Fish got along with them great or not, now I've heard conflicting reports about that. But whether or not that was the case, Jed Fish is doing what most coaches will do.
Yeah.
You're going to protect your guy because you know that other prospects are going to come through and you're going to coach other guys and you want to make sure they know that you are going to protect them.
Yeah, right.
Jim Mora, I don't think particularly cares for him, would be my guess. And he lets some slick stuff go by saying, yeah, you know, he's a millennial, so you got to make sure the millennials know stuff. Well, Dell pointed out, everybody you coach technically is a millennial. He's using that kind of as a way of saying he can be a little difficult at times.
Well, it's never a positive when a coach calls you a millennial. It's just not.
Didn't Jim Mora recruit Josh Rosen? It wasn't like he inherited Rosen.
Wasn't he there long enough? Yeah.
So he didn't know what Josh Rosen was before he decided to?
Should know a little bit of it, yeah.
All right, then. I get it. Fine. For rumors or not rumors, confirmed or not confirmed, that's your guy. That's the guy you picked out and said, that's the quarterback I want for the future. So take whatever comes with him, because it's not like you inherited him. You picked him out of all the quarterbacks in the land and decided, that's the guy I want. That's on you. If he was difficult to work with, pick a different quarterback then.
I know this much.
Well, I mean, Josh Rosen was the number one quarterback in that class.
That's fine. Yeah. But if you didn't get it,
sometimes they don't work out the way that you want them to.
But I'm sure that recruiting process wasn't a year. It was probably it was a year plus or two, and he decided after all that time being spent with Josh Rosen, this is the guy I want. You know what? Go pick a different guy if you're not meshing.
Well, he
didn't.
He got the number one guy. But what Jim Mora is saying to me says, this is really on, you know what, our record? It's really on Josh Rosen, not on me.
He got the number one guy. You don't have to take the number one guy if you don't think he's going to mesh.
Well, you didn't know, though, Dell. How do you know until you coach him?
The guys who coached him in high school.
Well, you don't know. And, you know, by the way, kids grow up, all kinds 17. Of things. He's basically blaming Josh Rosen.
Well, can we just tell the truth here? The truth is, Jim, you're gonna take on a lot of guys that you think are pains in the ass because you know there's a finite timetable on it, and you want to win. And if you think a guy can help you win, you're gonna take guys who help you win, even if they can be pains in the ass. And Josh Rosen wasn't a problem off the field and all that stuff. He may have been a little tough to coach. You may not have really liked the personality or whatever. Maybe he didn't perform at the highest level at the most opportune times. What Jim Mora did is a little unusual because he's trying to set the record straight and all this, but he put out there, we can read between the lines, he didn't do the typical thing of going to bat for your guy sight unseen. It is a little refreshing, frankly, to see him give an honest answer because we're used to the BS answers that coaches give. But
can't do it.
Now you see what happens is you are going to take heat, especially for a guy that already had this narrative working around him. And you had a guy, and you have somebody like Josh Rosen who's trying to beat that narrative back because he doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want people thinking that about him. And the coach just all but came out and said, "Well, he's a millennial, so you gotta explain some things
about the worst.
But he's gonna set the world off." And you thought that was the reverse, and with all due respect to the worst, but you know, basically he said, "But he'll set the world on fire if he's really." And that was his way of saying. So the other stuff doesn't matter.
If I'm Josh Rosen, because you mentioned the tweets, he just goes why with the shrug. If I'm Josh Rosen, I'm tweeting EAD Jim Mora.
Whoa.
Get out of here.
No, you know what? You want to be classy before the
time. Yeah.
I know what you want to be, but keep if I'm him, I'm like, shut up.
Is it not telling
Also said opinions, you know, people take too seriously.
Is it not telling, though, that the Browns, who have the first pick and need a face of the franchise, he's never mentioned with the Browns?
No, he's not. Is that not telling? Yeah. Well, I mean, he was disappointing, was he not?
To me,
you had Josh Rosen, and you didn't win. You were terrible. You had a 4-win season.
I think he's definitely the second best quarterback prospect. Truth be told, I would not draft him.
Well, the 4-win season, he got hurt, but they were 5-6 with him this past year. He's been hurt quite a bit.
That's
as well.
Another thing, by the way. 848 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome if you'd sit over there. Dexter Fowler tweeted 13 times, I will get a hit, I will get a hit, I will get a hit, I will get a hit. Guess what he did? He got a hit.
Well, Josh Reddick did that yesterday. Isn't Josh the first
Josh
one?
Josh Reddick did it as well. And
Fowler
what did he do?
First. And Fowler. Reddick.
Oh, he caught it. Fowler, okay.
Yeah, Dexter Fowler did it first. Jose Ramirez did it. Guess what?
Punch out.
He should have done it. He did it in English. He needed to do it. If I'm not mistaken, when Jose Ramirez was doing his interviews for MVP, he was a finalist for the MVP. I don't think he spoke English, and yet he wrote, "I will get a hit," and should have done it in Spanish. Maybe he would have got a hit. Maybe he should do that today in Spanish. And it was St. Louis Blues tweeted, "We will score a goal. We will score a goal." They scored two goals.
Yeah, but they lost still. But they scored two goals. Shut out the night before, something like 6-0.
Yeah, how about that? So now that's the thing. Okay.
So what does Ken Giles go, I won't give up a hit, I won't give up a hit, I won't give up a hit?
I won't give up a run, please.
Well, if he gives up a run without giving up a hit, that's even new territory for Giles. I'm just saying, if you say, I won't give up a hit, I won't give up a hit, we don't want nervous innings with Giles. Let's go smooth. 1, 2, 3. Get a couple of those.
That would be nice. Let's start with I won't give up a run. Let's start there, and then we'll move on to hits, okay? That's all we would like. Just let's start with, I won't give up a run. What would Trey tweet? I will get laid. I will get laid.
I don't think he's not that. He doesn't talk like that, so I don't
Trey
think
Trey doesn't?
Would. No.
No, he respects women. Yeah. But I'm sure he wants to get laid.
Yeah, but he wouldn't put it out there for the masses.
No.
He might say a couple Hail Marys about wanting to get laid. But
Ricky Cravens will win this race.
That's not an actual it's driver's not? Name. Ricky Cravens is not an
It's
actual.
Not?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
There's no Ricky Cravens.
No. Not a Ricky Craven. No.
There's How about Tiger?
Kenny Hamlin.
I will win my 15th major. I will is win my 15th
no,
major.
Kenny Hamlin was like a safety in the league. It's Ken Diddy, Hamlin? It's Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. Ken Hamlin was...
Yeah. No, that's different.
Denny Hamlin.
Tiger, I will win my 15th major.
Yeah, you keep riding it. I don't think.
Oh, really? You don't know? Oh, yeah? Watch this week, pal.
I think he's going to be tweeting.
Watch this week, pal.
I've been saying that for 10 years.
I think he's going to be tweeting, I hope my NDA holds up. Hope my NDA holds up. Hope my NDA holds up. That's a story.
Non-disclosure's
good. That's a story now.
My non-disclosure's good.
His ex-girlfriend wants to break his NDA.
Stormy. Did it first. Now you got people like trying to jump out there. And I think you got a preacher who once said something, Dell, that would be interesting there. But,
we know they ain't loyal.
But now she's like, these NDAs ain't loyal because NDA stands for non-disclosure agreement. And I give you a sum of money. You are not allowed to disclose. And then it's like, wait a minute.
Mm.
I just found out something. My money's gone and I can make a lot of money if I disclose something.
You see?
How can I invalidate this?
What happened to the Molly Blooms of this world? She's
full of snitches. We're just full of snitches.
Now. Yeah, that's all we are.
Tiger Woods' personal business should stay personal.
That's you're damn right. It should.
I mean, that's a joke. Acting like anything's gonna stay personal in this private. I'm sorry. In this day and age, it's not going to.
No, that's not. And well, it is at Augusta National. You can't be yelling out anything about Tiger's Perkins waitresses or anything else,
John. You pulled Ricky Craven out of your ass. Turns out, according to Jeremy Morgan, Ricky Craven was a NASCAR driver. Formerly a driver, now a announcer.
Ricky Craven. I told you. I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I had no idea. I thought I just made that up.
No. You can tell.
You see?
You can tell.
Me and Trey, we're NASCAR experts.
Hey, do you know, we had a listener send a tweet.
Why don't
in.
We have Trey on more?
We had a listener send a tweet Trey. In who said he said something about Clayton said something about crying about Ken Giles. Yeah, Ken Giles isn't really going to be an issue until you have to have save opportunities or when he's
when
actually,
will we need that
or when he's actually pitching. That's what I was saying. Like Rangers and Orioles,
we're good.
I don't know if there's going to be a lot of close ones in there. As a matter of fact, there's been no save opportunities yet.
You know, you're going to need him against Cleveland. Against the Yankees, against Boston, and that's about it. And then you just use Peacock. Oh, well.
This is all, this entire thing is going to be, this entire season is basically like an American Idol rehearsal for him where he keeps going to different stages. Like, you're going to Hollywood. Here's your golden ticket. Like, yay. That means I get to make it all the way to the All-Star break. And like, then the trade deadline is where he gets cut off. Are you in the, are you going to be in the top performances and get to be on TV or whatever? We'll find out. Because at some point they could pull the plug on him and send him home and basically say, yeah, we made a trade at the trade deadline. I really think this is nothing but a dress rehearsal to see if he's got his swagger back and he's mentally ready to go. Because if not, look how good this team potentially is. They're not going to mess around with a jerky bullpen. They're not. They've got capital in the minor league system. They can move guys, and they can tighten up the bullpen to where basically they go for 136 wins.
In what organization would Kyle Tucker not be up? Honestly, this is maybe the only, right now.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Giles?
No, but that's the kind of, that's where you're at right now in this organization, is that you better, you got to be great. Otherwise, you ain't going to be. And I would not be surprised at all if they don't trade Ken Giles by the All-Star break.
What organization doesn't have Kyle Tucker up? The Houston Clock Stoppers?
Yeah, because you know what?
They're not interested in starting anyone's clock.
You know what? They're like those guys in the park playing speed chess. Just slamming that clock so you can't. Here's Kyle Tucker. And they immediately move a piece and slam it back on the other side.
Guys, it's Kyle Tucker versus the Astros front office.
Yeah. Checkmate.
859 ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us on the other side.
I don't really care what you say.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.